I've got a question for you. How many of you were called today? Did anybody get a call today? Usually when you're called, on the other end of the line, somebody's asking you, is this so-and-so? Hoping that you will say yes. And guess what? They nab that and they use it to solicit you, or better yet, scam you some way or another. Well, over the years, those of us in the church have heard the phrase or expression at the end of Revelation 17:14 called chosen and faithful. Well, here in just a couple of weeks, we're going to be celebrating the Passover. Those are some of us that have been called, who have been chosen. We're faithful, and we will be there to reestablish our contract with God, you know. Realizing that we need this reminder once a year to keep us in touch with God. Have you ever looked at the meaning or pondered the meaning in your mind, the meaning of those words? They are by themselves pretty self-explanatory, straightforward, wouldn't you think? Yet when we think of it, there is much more deeper meaning to those words than meet the eye or the ear. Most, if not all of us, at one time or another, played sports in school. How many have played sports in school? All right. And been on a team of some sort. Or when you were younger, some of us can barely remember that. We went to what they had called recess. Anybody remember recess? Yeah. I don't think they even have that anymore in schools. We could go outside on a playground, like a park, and play games such as kickball, dodgeball, softball, basketball. Therefore, we would call one team Eagles and the other we call Lions. Whatever mascot name we could consider to be the best to represent our strength or ambitions. Then we would name a person to head up the teams. And each one of them with a flip a coin, draws, to decide, before this is politically correct, of course, who would make the really the best effort to put together a winningest. Here is really not a word, but we could do it then. The winningest team, because we can make up the rules. And we could use the real words, our words. This person was usually called the leader or the captain of the team. Have any of you been a leader or captain of a team? Aha. I see that out there. Now, everybody else would stand on the sidelines. I remember standing on the sidelines hoping somebody would pick me. We'd wait for the team leader to call out our name. This is being called. Most likely, if your name was called, you would accept. Not necessarily because you would have to, or want to for that matter, but should you decline, there was a possibility that you would not be called by the other team, the team you really wanted to be on, and not get selected at all, not even get to play. This team leader would have called your name and chosen you to be on his or her team. Yet the choice to be chosen has two parts. First, the team leader had to call your name. Second, you had to accept the call or the invitation or appointment and choose to be part of the team, at which point would have to have been chosen and selected to be a part of that team. After all this had been done, the chosen team expects us to live up to certain expectations and responsibilities of the team. This is called being loyal or faithful, henceforth referred to as being called, chosen, and faithful to our team. We're on God's team. We've been called, we've been chosen, we're to be faithful and endure to the end. So let's go back now and take a look at each of these words called chosen a call chosen and faithful. Then we'll look at some examples for our own encouragement as we see the culmination of this age closing in on us, possibly sooner than we can really imagine. Called or call in Strong's 28:22 and 28:21 is called invitation, invited to come, appointed. There's a called out saint. To read all the references to this word would take most of the time that I have here today, so I'm not going to do that. I'll just pick a few to get the point across. Webster's one is utter loudly, to address or appeal to such an utterance. A shout, a cry, a summons, appeal, or command. A religious vocation. I'm going to look at Romans 28. Read this on your own. Romans 8:28 through 39. Excuse me. Chosen or choose. Strong's 1588 and 1586. Chosen. According or Webster's, the first one is accorded or worthy of special choice or preference. Reference here for Ephesians 1, 4 through 10, 2 Thessalonians 2, 13, and 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Faithful, Strong's 41:03. Trustworthy, trustful, believable, faithfully sure and true. Webster says, true, trustworthy, or loyal, a faithful servant, faithful to one's agreement, worthy of belief or confidence, full of faith. The faithful, those who truly believe in a religion, devoted members of a group or organization. That would be us, faithful to the laws and the governments of our great God. Our calling comes from God, not from anybody in this room or anybody in our home office. It comes from God. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Here we see that he, God, does the calling. We are chosen by God. Ephesians 1:3-6. Let's go ahead and turn there. Ephesians 1. Excuse me. 3-6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted and beloved. This choice has a twofold process. First, we are called by God. Then we must make a choice to accept that call by accepting what God has to offer and repenting, which will come up to, we'll have Passover here shortly, and or changing the direction of our lives. Abraham was called. Has anybody heard God call them today? When Abram, it's Abram, he says, here I am. He didn't see anybody, but he heard the voice of God talking to him. We should be hearing the voice of God speaking through his word, talking to us. I'm sure that if anybody heard God's voice speaking to them, they'd probably, you know, here I am. Yeah, of course, I don't know in today's society and the way things work today, because Satan could be working doing that too, but so we have to be careful who's calling us. Therefore, God chooses us, and we must choose to answer that calling and be obedient. Then we must be faithful. A team does not want you to be on their team if you're not faithful. Be faithful to that calling and having been chosen by obedience to the laws of God. We must repent and be baptized and then receive the Holy Spirit from God. God gave us a set, or as you might say, an outline of rules on how we are to conduct our lives. These are referred to as the Ten Commandments, which, when fully understood, have a much deeper meaning than just mere words to be memorized or black letters on white paper. We must believe that there is a God and believe that what God says is true and that He will be faithful to perform the promises He has told us He will. Revelations 2:10. I'm going to turn there, if you will. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. We'll all go through trials, but we can go through them if we know that God will help us through them. Excuse me, my voice. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulations 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. We are not to be fearful because of things that may happen to us. Revelation 17:14. These, speaking of the beast and the false prophet, will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and those who are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful. We want to be those called, chosen, and faithful. And in 11, I think it's 11:1. That's Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things that were seen were not made of things which are visible. This lectern didn't make those flowers, or vice versa. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, God, for he who comes from God must believe that He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. In chapter 11 of Hebrews, we also find a list of some of those who were called, chosen, and faithful to God. Some of those listed are Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, possibly the most written about believer, and Sarah, his wife. Then there are Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab. Even though she was a sinner, she was a prostitute, God used her, but she was faithful, repenting. And the list goes on and on. These are, in a word, were called the chosen by God and chose to accept that calling and were faithful or obedient to that calling according to their ability, but not perfectly. Abraham wasn't perfect. David wasn't perfect. But yet David was a man of God's own character. Yet in verse 13 it tells us, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They were assured of them. They knew. They believed. They embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Finally, in verse 39, it says, all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. None of us will receive our reward until Jesus Christ returns. Remember, we must be called by God, chosen by God, accept or choose to be faithful, loyal to the rules and regulations of obedience that lead to eternal life in the kingdom of God. This is an ongoing thing. Once we're baptized, it's called conversion. We will stumble, we'll fall, we'll get back up. God will forgive us. He knows what we are working towards, that goal of the kingdom. Yet, let us all be called, chosen, and faithful of God, and pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.